Okay, I'll have a look at it. But raise it at your own DMM too. Give me an hour, as I have to wait for my childcare to arrive. She detected a faint sigh from the other end of the line. She bet the blokes never got that reaction. That was the police for you. If she said she was at the football and would come out at half-time, no one would bat an eyelid. Say, God forbid, that you have kids that need looking after, then the chauvinists got all sniffy. But she always made that point, as part of her crusade to chip away at the stigma that came with being a working mum in the police. Monday mornings after his duty weekend sparked Phil Cook's mischievous side. Having spent most of his 35 years' service at Brighton and Hove Division, at every rank from PC to Chief Superintendent, he knew at first hand the carnage his officers would have endured since Friday. Age had been kind to him. The wrong side of 50, but his passion for the weekly five-a-side football tournament and a job where meals were a rare luxury stemmed any middle-aged spread. His sandy, close-cropped hair was holding its own against the creeping grey that afflicted so many of his peers. Only his ruddy complexion hinted that life, or the drink, was taking its toll. As the divisional commander, he bore a huge responsibility to the city's 250,000 residents, 8 million.